we're doing quite well there. We really were heading in the right direction. And I know we've spoken a few times over the past year, and I've despaired at times because of the way the figures were going, but they were definitely heading in the right direction. We were all looking forward to opening up in some capacity, matching the north over the next few weeks. But this is definitely a setback, and people do need to redouble their efforts, and efforts need to be made to find out why this has occurred and where it's occurred. We know this passes on very easily. People often in very innocent or innocuous situations, just literally in the same room with people who are positive, can get it. So we just need to be really careful and redouble all our efforts, no matter how hard it is. Well, it's too early to say, really, Greg, and I don't want to speculate. Obviously, the schools did reopen. We know that the kids are relatively safe from COVID. What can happen, though, is they can pass it on. So that's a possible link. There also are a lot of people who claim the COVID thing is a complete hoax, and vaccine deniers and COVID deniers, and they, you see people out, you see people without masks, these people are taking no precautions while the rest of us are doing the very best that we can in terms of personal precautions and limiting our movements and where we go and who we're with. So where it actually started from this time, we don't know. All we can do is redouble our efforts to try and get it back under control again.